Good afternoon. This is Rick. How are you today?
Fine.
Well, that's good to hear. Is this Miss Loudon?
Uh-huh.
I'd be happy to look at the rates there for you, Miss Loudon, and see if we can save you money on your current Medicare supplement plan. Did you know who you have your plan with currently?
Hold on. Let me go look.
Okay.
Is this a supplement for prescription?
No, we do those also, but right now we're helping people with the Medicare supplement plans. You know, that's with Medicare pays the first 80%, and you have a company that picks up the other 20%. Drug plans.
I don't know about that.
Go ahead.
I have a drug prescription plan that pays for my drugs.
Right. Is that the Humana plan through Walmart?
No, hold on a minute. I'm getting it. Okay, it's with New Era.
New Era,
and
good.
My bill comes from First Health Part D Value Plus. It's what I have.
That's for the drug plan. Okay.
Mhm.
All right, and your supplement's New Era.
It's for the New Era. Says New Era Life Insurance Company. So I guess it is.
Yes, New Era Life. We actually write for them also. They generally have the best rates here in South Carolina. How long ago did...
Well, they did.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, you said they did. They went up on...
We had an insurance man came out last year at Christmas time, and we were in the process of trying to move and everything, and there was just so much going on, and I just went along with what he said because I, you know, was... had my mind on several different things, and I was trying to get ready to move. And so he wrote me up this policy, I got a notice here the other day where the premium's going to be changed, and it's going from my new premium will be $113.69. It might be cheaper still than anybody else. I don't know, but. I know I end up paying about $30 every time I go pick up my prescription, but and my bank drafts like 102, so they're going up on me from 102 to 113.69.
Okay.
Now if that's still the best rate, then hey, you know. But I just wanted to make sure. And
yeah.
Like I said, I'm paying 102 a month, plus my $30 a month for my prescription.
Okay.
And they're going to 113.
Well, let me look here real quick for you.
Do you have a policy number?
No, I don't need the policy number.
I can give you the policy.
No, that's okay. I can just, you're in Pelion, right, which is 29123?
Pelion, yes.
Pelion, okay. 29123. And you don't smoke cigarettes, correct?
No.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 71 in January.
Okay, so we'll put you at 70 now. To be more accurate with the rates. And that plan that you have with New Era, is that the F plan? F as in Frank?
Let's see.
Must be. I see it here, 113.69.
Okay. I don't understand insurance. Insurance and taxes are just not my thing. I don't understand it. But
yeah, New Era has the best rate there on the F plan, and looking here.
So the 102 that they're taking out, is does that cover the my Medicare then? Is that what you're saying, Part B? Or is that just still drug plan? I don't know.
No, the Part B is your supplement through Medicare. The Part D is the drug plan. But the drug plans are, ever since 2008, the drug plans were separated from the supplement.
Okay.
So your drug plan.
Okay. First Health Part B is what I have.
Okay.
On the drug, I guess.
Right, right.
And then on the supplement, what is it? Then the supplement is New Era, right?
Yes, sounds like it is what you have.
Or no?
Yes, New Era.
Okay. I don't know. Okay.
But
how
has your health been? Have you been healthy? You don't go to the doctor much?
Yes. No,
okay.
I haven't been to the doctor in forever. I need to go to the doctor. I haven't had a good physical, and I don't know how long.
Well, if you don't
I
was going to say, if you don't go to the doctor much, there's probably no reason to be on the, what they call the Plan F, as in Frank. The agents like to push that plan because it's, you know, they get paid a commission based on the premium amount, and that's the highest premium, even though in this case, New Era had the lowest premium on the F plan. Now, so, but what happens is the, you know, if you're healthy and you don't go to the doctor often, there's some other plans that they call the value plan. They still give you all the medical coverages you're going to need that you're concerned about, but, but the premiums are much lower. And the reason the premiums are much lower is because with the F plan, see, Medicare has what they call a, it's a required or mandated deductible out there. And that that deductible has to be paid regardless of whether you pay it out of your own pocket or the insurance company pays it for you. With the F plan, the, the insurance company pays that yearly deductible, which is only $140, which works out to $11.66 a month. But when they pay that for you, the insurance companies, of course, they pay that, and then they get that money back from you in the higher premium along with a huge administration fee for taking care of that, you know, giving you the privilege of taking care of that for you. Now, when you do your own deductible, the rates drop tremendously because insurance companies don't have to worry about paying that for you know, thousands or thousands of policyholders.
Right.
And you, you generally, you know, if you only go to the doctor – if you only go to the doctor once or twice a year, you're not going to really run up that deductible at all. It's $140 for the whole year. But here's where the difference comes in. On
right now I go once a year.
Okay.
I go for a pap smear once a year, and that's all. But like I said, I do need to go get a good checkup eventually here sometime. I know this, my good health is not going to last forever, but so if I switched over to a this other plan and then say I went to the doctor and then I had to start going to the doctor, the, can they change it and up it to the F plan? I mean, or do
You could change it, but you,
right now I don't need it.
You could change it at any time, but you really, it didn't matter anyways, because if you start going to the doctor a lot, that's okay. That once that deductible is met, once you've gone enough to meet that $140, you can continue to go to the doctor as many times as you need to throughout the year. It's just that they have a mandatory $140 a year for the whole deductible on the Part B. I know it's a little bit confusing, but in your case, like with the I'm looking here, like on the plan N,
mine's going to be $113.
Right, I saw that in the rates. I just looked at that.
On the one I'm on now, it's going to be $113.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the F plan. But you're saying if I go to this other one, it's going to be $140.
No. That's the deductible that's required.
Right?
No. It's your $140 is deductible. That's for the whole year, the deductible, not per month.
Okay.
Now,
So
your monthly your monthly premium, like here with a company called Heartland National, it drops to $89.75 per month. But you would but you would be required over the course of the year. They don't ask for it right up front, you know, when you see the doctor. But there is a $140 deductible, which works out to $11 and change per month. So you would still be way ahead of the game, basically, and saving money and still have the same coverages. Did you happen to have a computer at home?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, with a lot of
Believe it or not, I do not.
That's okay. I was going to say, with a lot of our clients, we have a website where they could actually come on with us and see the all the stuff in writing and the details. But most of all these companies do applications over the phone anyway, so you don't have to.
I do better if somebody talks to me about it rather than try to read about it.
Sure.
I understand it seems like better if it's explained to me rather than reading about it.
Yeah.
So what is your opinion then? To keep what I've got or to go ahead and change?
Well, if it's getting too pricey for you, which I understand, we constantly work with seniors, that are on a fixed income. So, you know, there's no sense in.
I'm probably fixing to be here for too long.
I mean, there's no reason not to change, especially if you can save money. You know, in today's economy, you know, the prices of food are getting higher and gas, and you know, if you're relatively very healthy, and you know, my opinion, I wouldn't want to spend any more than I have to for insurance. And you know, I constantly review my car insurance and my cell phone bills and make sure I keep those prices down. What I could do, Ms. Loudon, is if you'd like, I could have our senior counselor, our senior agent, give you a call sometime tomorrow afternoon. His schedule's booked up in the morning, but he could kind of go over the plans that I just discussed with you, and he can help you. He also works with people on the drug plans. If you don't take a lot of medications, that might be a little bit too high priced. Humana has a drug plan out there that's through Walmart that he could put you on, and I think it's only $18.
I've been seeing that advertised on TV.
Yeah, it's only $18.50 a month, and it covers all the generic drugs and so forth. Do you know what type of medication?
See, that's more what I was looking at. I had a plan one time before, and I was only paying like $13 for my prescription, but I don't know what the other price was. He was saying that my insurance man on the New Era says he was getting it cheaper, and he tried to explain it to me, and it was like it's going to be more cheaper in the beginning, but it's going to be you're going to pay more for the prescription, whatever that meant.
Well, it depends on on what type of prescription.
Anyway,
we customize them based on the type of prescriptions you're on, because some drug plans cover.
I'm on one prescription.
Okay.
I'm on one prescription, and it's Primpro. It's a hormone pill, and the doctor's got me on it. And I said something to him here the last time I saw him, and about taking me off of it because I'm 70 years old. And he said, "Well, I can," but he said, "After I take you off of it, about 2 or 3 years, you're going to get a lot of bone loss." So I guess there's a lot of calcium and stuff in it, you know. I'm not having any problems with it. I've been on it a while, but that's the only prescription I take.
Okay. Yeah, that's quite acceptable with all these insurance companies. They're just looking for drugs that are, real expensive, or ones that, deal with serious ailments. But that's pretty
right.
pretty common. My mother, my mom's on something
just,
like that. Prevents osteoporosis, right?
Right. He started it on me when I started through the change, and then, and I've been taking it, and I haven't had any problems, and there's no, in my family history, there's no cancer as far as my mom and dad and on back. There's been some heart problems and strokes and things like that, but no cancer. And so anyway, he's checked me every year, and I don't have any problems with it. And when I said something to him about taking me off of it, he said, "Well, I can. I mean, but he said, you'll start losing bone mass when I do eventually down the road."
Okay.
So I said, "Well, whatever. I trust him. He's a good doctor, so
Well, that's great. Yeah, you have to have a doctor you feel like
but
you can trust.
But that's the only thing I'm on.
All
right. Right. I mean, he's been my doctor for years.
Well, it sounds like you're probably going to be better off.
Well,
with
I'd
other
have
plan.
That guy call me. I'm with the other plan.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Have that guy, he doesn't make visits, does he? You just do it all over the phone?
Yeah, because of the price of gasoline
these
days. And we're
okay.
Set up the modern way now.
All right. Well, I'll put my husband on the other end of the line tomorrow. Sometimes he understands this stuff better than I do.
I'll
just get him on the other end when he calls.
That would be great. Yeah, he would prefer to speak to both of you. That way you both have an understanding of what's going on. And obviously the husband wants to know about those things and help make a decision as well. So that would be great. Sometime tomorrow after 2:00 sound good?
I work and I probably, 1:32. It's around 3 or 3:30 before I get home. I don't even leave till like 2:00, and it's a 45-minute drive home.
Okay.
So it's going to be more like 3 or 3:30.
I'll put in here on the calendar around 4, and I'll give you our 800 number before I get off the line here with you.
That's good.
You got a pen?
Okay.
1-800.
Uh huh.
729.
Uh huh.
9590.
Uh huh. 9590. Now this is his number?
His direct line, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what's his name?
Christopher Westfall.
That's my son's name.
Oh, really?
Christopher's fine, I guess. What did you say his last name was?
Westfall.
Westfall.
Westfall, yes.
Is it spelt like it sounds?
Yes, ma'am.
Westfall?
That's exactly right.
All right.
And what was your first name?
Okay, well, have him call me tomorrow afternoon then.
I will.
Diane.
All right, Diane. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. And, yeah, at least you'll know kind of what's out there. And then from there, you probably make a better decision, you and your husband, moving.
Okay. I've seen that Humana advertised on TV, and I started to call about it. But, you know, but I hadn't. So then this call came over the telephone, and so I thought, well, let's see what they got to say. So I am shopping around because, you know, I wanted to see if I could find something a little more or less expensive there. But anyway, have him call me tomorrow then.
Okay. You have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.